Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2026. We return today to the shadow hearing in Biddeford earlier this week, organized by Congresswoman Shelley Pingree in the aftermath of the ICE killing of Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero in that city last month. While the speaker mentions the name of the agent that is believed to have been the shooter based on reports from his family, we cannot verify that. Maine's Attorney General is conducting an investigation. His office has not responded to a message asking how much cooperation they are receiving, if any, from the federal government. This has been edited for length to fit in this format.
My name is Crystal Cron, and I'm a mother, daughter, sister, and lifelong resident of Maine. I am the founding director of Presente Maine, a grassroots organization by and for the Latina peoples of Maine. Workers across Maine see themselves in Johann. For years, Presente has worked alongside seafood, agricultural, hospitality, and construction workers who are central to Maine's economy. These industries flourish because of migrant labor, while migrant workers are too often underpaid, exploited, and forced to work extraordinary hours. Thousands of people labor to sustain the economy we celebrate as the pride and joy of Maine while living under the constant threat of detention, deportation, and death. In January, we received a tip that ICE was coming to Maine in unprecedented numbers. We watched what was happening in Chicago and Minneapolis. We knew horror was coming. So we did what we were practiced in. We told our community to shelter in place. Since 2020, we have built systems to help our neighbors survive crises. We grow and deliver culturally appropriate food. We support people with rent. We provide accompaniment and transportation to critical medical appointments. We do the work of keeping one another alive. On January 21st, we received the first report that multiple agents were circling a family home in a residential neighborhood in Portland. Over the next several days, hundreds of immigration police tore through our neighborhoods, abducting parents like Johann. Agents claimed they were targeting criminals. Instead, they indiscriminately snatched people off the streets, profiling them based on appearance alone. Many who were abducted, like Johann, were not immigration targets. Agents pulled guns on nonviolent observers practicing their First Amendment rights, followed people home who documented ICE activity, and intimidated our neighbors. Advocates warned that it was a matter of time before ICE murdered someone in our streets. David Bulette's murder of Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero could and should have been prevented. Bulette must be held accountable, but accountability for one person cannot allow us to ignore the violence and dehumanization inherent to ICE's policing and detention system. Yuan's death is not an isolated tragedy. It is part of a system that has inflicted fear, separation, detention, and death on immigrant communities. The responsibility for his death and the many deaths by the immigration police and in ICE detention this year is a collective one. Maine people have been clear about what is needed. ICE out of Maine, ICE out from everywhere. The abolishment of ICE and all immigration policing is one of many steps towards repair. It is not the last. Today, Presente is calling on Congress to pass Congresswoman Ramirez and Congresswoman Clark's Melt ICE Act to end DHS's funding to detain and monitor immigrants and to reinvest those funds into services that support life. We ask you to mourn and grieve Johann Sebastian's life by abolishing ICE and ending all funding for immigration policing. We will not let this death be reduced to a footnote in this administration's enforcement statistics. There is no freedom until everyone is free. Thank you.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.